Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So, Brad, when I was listening to last week's episode...
You listen to our episodes after we record these things?
I do, yeah. I listen to them.
Well, you have to edit them, so.
But then I also go back and I listen to the actual thing a few days later.
Wow, you're way more committed to this whole podcasting thing than I am. I just say what I think and let's just roll with it. But okay, so you listened to the podcast from last week and
yes. And you misspoke at one point.
You've been waiting to catch me in something like this, haven't you?
No. It's not the fact that you misspoke that I want to talk about.
Okay.
You said we were talking about the Star Wars tour.
Right.
And you said, you did Star Tours for 7 hours, and then corrected yourself to say you did a Star Wars tour for 7 hours. But that got me thinking, what if part of the Star Wars tour was you got to do Star Tours and see every single scene. And that was like a benefit of that tour, was you got to see every single scene of Star Tours. I feel like that would be something that I would want to do, is to just spend an hour in Star Tours and just over and over, back to back to back to back to back to back to back, see every single possible scene, you know, obviously not every possible
combination,
because that would take days probably, but every single scene, that way you have experienced Star Tours, you know, 100%. You've got 100% completion on Star Tours. And I just, when I listened back and I heard you say, haha, you did Star Tours for 7 hours, I was like, man, you know, I actually think I would want to do like an extended Star Tours trip.
So just out of curiosity, is this hour of Star Tours that you're suggesting? Which, first of all, let me just go ahead and get it out of the way and say, I like that idea a lot, because the other option is to, you know, go through the line over and over and over again. And
right.
That works some days, but a lot of times the wait can get pretty significant.
Well, but there's also no guarantee.
Right, because you could see the exact same thing after you waited.
Right.
But I still, if you're going to do back to back to back for like an hour or whatever, I'll be honest, I don't have the number of scenes currently available in Star Tours here in front of me, so I'm not sure how many ride-throughs that would take. But anything more than about four, I feel like there would have to be a masseuse waiting for me outside of that, because, you know, it's not, you don't get jumbled around super hard, but you do get jumbled around in that attraction.
Yes, you do. And you know, maybe back to back to back to back to back wouldn't be good, but
what if that became kind of the segueing thing? So you go and do the Star Tours, and then you went and did like the Jedi temple thing for the kids, and then you went back and did Star Tours, and then you went and did March of the First Order, and then you went back and did Star Tours. You see, you could kind of split it up a little bit, make it easier on people,
and that would be fine. I would love to be able to like walk away from that day, that 7 hour tour, and say I have seen every single bit of what Star Tours has to offer. And then every time you do it, yeah, you've seen all the scenes before, but then the excitement of it is what combination is there,
right?
Yeah, and there's no that takes the you know, quote, stress away from going like, oh man, I've seen this middle scene.
I've yet to see Jakku
every single time. Right.
Though if you go at the right time, you're guaranteed to see Jakku, I'm sure. Just like you know, anything else that's new.
When the Force Awakens first came out, and even before then, like I saw Jakku when I didn't even want to.
You're like, I've seen Jakku. Something else, nope, you're seeing Jakku again.
I was so like spoiler averse when The Force Awakens came out. I didn't want to see anything about The Force Awakens. Like I didn't watch any of the trailers or anything. So seeing Jakku, you know, in Star Tours, I was like, no, the movie's not even out yet, man.
Seeing Jakku spoiled nothing, I feel like. Because it just...
Oh, no, it didn't.
All that happened was you went and saw the movie, and then it's like, oh, that totally makes sense now. Now I know why I was flying around and why we were talking to that person and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I do think that could be a cool add-on. And then it would be because I think part of the problem is that tour, just on the surface anyway, seems like it lacks anything special. That's, you know, not because the special things that it does offer seem to also be separately ticketed events anyway. So what can I get on this tour that I can't get anywhere else?
Right.
So something like that would definitely add to that. So I like that. Now Disney will steal that. So if they do back to back to back star tours, even though I think at this point the tours have already started happening, because I seem to recall there being dates available before we started recording, because they were starting or had either just started or about to start when we recorded last Thursday.
Right.
So they've probably already happened by now. But even if they've already been doing that, then I think you should take credit for that, because, you know, Disney read your mind, Rays, and they knew Jeremy is thinking about this, and that's an awesome idea, so we're going to steal it. But you know what? I have more proof that Disney is stealing our ideas, because the Cabanas are leaving tomorrow, and we are totally the only people who had a problem with the Cabanas in Tomorrowland, right? Everybody else loved them, but they said, Brad and Jeremy, not fans of the Cabanas, we're getting rid of those things. Or they maybe said, we can't get anybody to stay in the Cabanas, and we dropped the price, and we still can't get people to stay in the Cabanas, so let's get rid of the eyesores.
Yeah, I think this whole Cabanas leaving thing is more about the Cabanas being a dumb idea and less about us not liking them, because the Cabanas are a dumb idea.
Well,
and,
it's
good that they're going.
They dropped the price on them and, you know, clearly are still having issues, and then they got rid of some of them. Because I guess if you have them all sitting there empty, that just looks really bad. So if you only have two of them or three, you know, you have less of them, then maybe it doesn't look so bad or something.
Right, right.
But it's also worth remembering that, again, this was a trial thing. And so it was going to end in February either way. You know, I guess it could have been extended, but I don't really think that was going to happen. I feel like this was going to end in February either way, and the decision would be more, are Cabanas going to become a more permanent fixture in the Magic Kingdom, or is this just, you know, one of those random things that we threw out there and it didn't stick?
I don't know. I mean, we talked so much about those Cabanas, and I think, you know, it was a fun idea, and
are you going to backtrack on this and say that in any way that I don't think that was in any way a good idea? Fun idea?
No, it was a fun idea. It was a fun idea for them to say, like, hey, maybe we can have some little places for people to rent.
In concept, the idea that there would be a place in the parks for you to rest during the day.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Okay. Okay. I can get behind that.
I'm not saying personally, I'm so happy that they're going away. But if they had been, I think, different in any possible way, if they had been better, you know, secluded, if they had been less ugly, if they had been smaller, if they had been different in any way, cheaper, it would have worked out a lot better. If there had been some conceivable reason to have them, you know, if the thing had included, you know, food delivery from, you know, Cosmic Rays or whatever. Like,
it did, for just, a price.
Right, but I'm saying free. Like, if it had some difference that made it less crappy, I think that they may have succeeded. You know, but it's just everything about them was, they were huge, they were in the eye line of regular, you know, just regular people in Tomorrowland. They were ugly. They were very expensive. The food was, you know, whatever. And it's just everything about them was not great. And so they, with nothing really good or reasonable even about them being there, I'm not surprised at all that they're gone, and good riddance as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be seeing a return. I'm not going to guarantee that the idea is dead, and we could see it come back with some changes, and some of those changes could be we're not going to put it right out in the middle of everything, and we are going to theme it better, and we are going to, you know, they can take the data that they have from this test, and they could tweak this and bring it back. But yeah, I don't think we're going to see it the way that it was. And, you know, looking at this, when the news came out that they were leaving, and then the reminder, this was a test anyway, they were already scheduled to leave in February. So essentially what we're just seeing is they're leaving when they're supposed to leave, even though, again, some of them have started to leave a little bit early. You know, I looked at that and went, okay, was this a situation where we being Disney fans, and then we, you and me specifically, maybe got a little bit too overzealous in everything? But here's the thing. I will totally admit that getting overzealous about things happens a lot. And I do that quite a bit, but I don't think this was one of those cases. I think that our frustration and you know, just the negative energy that I had for this was was fully, you know, warranted, I suppose, in this situation. And I, you know, because some of these things, I step back a couple of weeks later, and I go, you know what, that was, I overreacted to that. And again, sometimes I'm very happy when things like Max Pass, for example, or the Express Bus Service, when those come out and it's not on the day we record, because my emotional and immediate reaction is not something that I really want to have to back up later and backtrack from. But like I said, even so far separated from it, I mean, you just came out and said it all over again, what our problems with it are. And it's just so weird that something like this didn't really seem to have a redeeming quality, other than, as you've said, I guess, in the extreme abstract of somewhere to rest inside the parks for a portion of the day,
right,
would be nice.
Well, and once again, the whole being able to rent a very small room with a bed for an hour and just grab a midday nap would be something that I would be so all over. Like, it's not even funny. I would love that. I would love that. So I feel like they were close, like they were getting there, but these cabanas were like, they just couldn't quite commit to it, you know?
Well, don't worry. It'll come eventually, but you'll have to be a DVC member in order to stay at your, you know, your little one bed hut or something. It will be the Magic Kingdom villas, because, you know, everybody needs a villa. So why doesn't why don't we have some Magic Kingdom villas and some Epcot villas and some Animal Kingdom tree houses? And dude, I would totally love an Animal Kingdom tree house.
What, to live in?
Yeah, or not. I mean, well, I mean, you could put me anywhere in the parks and I'd love to live there. But I'm just, like, I said that, and then suddenly I'm like, you know what? That would be really awesome if they had, you know, kind of like what MiraCosta in Tokyo, where it's basically butts right up to Tokyo Disney Sea, or I'm trying to think. Doesn't California Adventure, does one of the Disneyland resorts?
Yeah, the Grand Californian has a like turnstiles from the lobby of the hotel into DCA.
Right. So they already have that. Wouldn't that be kind of awesome to have that treehouse vibe going in some like back remote part of Animal Kingdom, and then just have it attached to the park?
Yeah.
There you go.
Have a separate little gate in the back. Yeah, that would be dope.
There you go, Disney. There's another idea for you. And those will... So let's see. If a cabana to be used during the day costs $500, and, you know, we know the going rates for rooms at the Poly or something like that can, depending on the time of year, can...
$400 a night.
That's a cheap room. I mean, that's probably like Garden View. I'm thinking, because... You've got to compare this to, it's got to be what, the park view room and everything.
Right.
You'll be dropping like $1,400 a night if you were staying at the
Shoosh.
The Animal Kingdom villas or 2000, you know, and somebody and some people would be able to pay it. And here's the thing. I was about to say somebody would be willing to pay it. But the truth is, I would be willing to pay it. All right. I've got to do is magically have the kind of money
be able to pay it.
Right. That allows for the amount of money that would be required to be considered disposable income by myself.
Yeah. I can go to Disney for a week for $2,500.
Or you could stay for one night right. attached to the Animal Kingdom. And you got to admit, that would be pretty awesome.
It would be. It would be. But, I mean, yeah, just... All of the impracticalities of having huge tents in the middle of a park, it just made those things untenable, you know? And so, yeah.
Untenable, unelevenable, whatever you want to call it.
Ha 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 ha.
So, yes, those are going away from Magic Kingdom, but some things are coming to Magic Kingdom. So remember that we said... the railroad welcome show is no more, and now the welcome show is happening on the stage, right?
Right.
So everybody gets let in early now.
And have you seen it? Have you watched a YouTube video
have not,
of it?
I have not. Have you?
Yeah. Yes. It is so not as fun as the railroad one. I hope that
you
the railroad
never saw
one
the
comes
railroad
back.
One.
I've seen videos of it, dude. I'm comparing it. Like I'm comparing YouTube videos of the railroad one to YouTube videos of the castle one. And the railroad one was fun. It had props. Like a big train came in at the end of it.
Then they should totally just go ahead and run track so they could have the train show up on the castle stage there.
I mean, the castle one just has people emerging from the castle, which people emerge from the castle all the time. And so it's not as special.
But
as the railroad.
Oh my
one
gosh, dude! The train comes by every 45 minutes or whatever.
But
so,
Mickey Mouse isn't on it, dude.
Whatever. I don't disagree with you, but at the same time, meh. It is what it is, and you never show up for opening anyway. So why are you caring so much?
I don't care so much. It's just not it's disappointing, and I hope that the choo-choo train opener comes back.
The choo-choo train opener. Okay, well, until the choo-choo train opener comes back, we now have all these people who are in the park early and on Main Street early, and that means that we can sell them things earlier. So Disney is adding breakfast to the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor. The ice cream parlor is getting breakfast, and Casey's is also getting breakfast, which, you know, definitely hot dog stand and ice cream parlor are what I think when I think breakfast. I mean, that's what you think when you think breakfast, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, ice cream for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. On some level, I don't want to just sit here and read off to people, because that's not interesting. I can give you no review of the food. So I don't want to just sit here and read off, this sounds good, this doesn't sound good. But you can't not...
Wait, hang on. There's no more exciting radio than hearing two dudes talking about what food sounds good to eat. Come on.
Okay,
Let's go item by item.
No.
And no, okay.
No, we're not going to go item by item. We are going to end up covering most of the items, I think, just because... There's some random... So, I don't feel like there's any need to cover a waffle plate. The Mickey waffle. It's the Mickey waffle, right?
But, get that at your hotel.
Yeah, yeah. But they have... Remember, folks, this is breakfast. And when I think breakfast, and when you think breakfast, we think donut sundae.
Yeah, dude.
So, we're talking glazed donut with a scoop of ice cream... On top, it has chocolate chips, whipped cream, peanut
the
butter
donut
chips,
makes it
hot
breakfast.
Fudge. Yes, that is the only thing about this. This is a sundae. We stabbed a donut through onto the bottom of it instead of the brownie that would normally be there, and now we can say breakfast.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, if I sprinkle frosted flakes on top of my shrimp, does that make it breakfast, too? I'm just curious. I want to know where is the line here? What what differentiates? But now, I guess it is only $6, and that's definitely going to give you a lot of sugar to start the day. So you'll have a lot of energy, but you're also probably going to crash pretty hard.
Yeah, you're also eating ice cream and donuts for breakfast, so, you know, maybe also get an egg plate.
They don't have it. They don't have an egg plate. There isn't a... Again, if you're...
Bring
if
your
you're,
own. If Bring eggs from home.
If you're at the ice cream parlor, your choices are the waffle plate, which does come with a side of bacon, so I guess you could get bacon.
There you go.
You could get a side of bacon, which there's nothing wrong with that, because when I... Because what your donut sundae needs is a... Why is there not... Why now I want to know why there's not a piece of bacon sticking out of the top of the donut sundae. They need to add that. That can be like the $2, or excuse me, I'm sorry, I forgot we were talking about Disney. The $4 upcharge can be that slice of bacon sticking out of the top of your sundae or something.
Sure.
But yeah, so you have a donut sundae.
How can you afford not to, really?
No, you just can't. Or you can also get cereal. Like cereal. Kellogg's cereal. You can get regular cereal for $3.69. Or you can get a...
If you're about to say premium cereal or some sort of... If this is some sort of domestic versus imported beer scenario where some of the cereals are more expensive because reasons, I'm going to scream.
No. This is assorted cereal, which I haven't yet decided if that means, like, does it mean that I have my choice of cereal, which is what we would assume, or does it just mean, like, you get the mix and match in your bowl or something? But it comes in the souvenir Mickey kitchen sink, and then suddenly it costs $13.69 instead of $3.69.
Is that the same kitchen sink that the big ice cream sundae comes in?
Not the beaches and cream one, but the one that is at Plaza, yes. Hmm. Same kitchen sink. Basically, they went, what are we going to do with all these? You know, we've got plenty of those. We're going to serve cereal, so let's serve cereal in this, and then we can upcharge people for it. So, yes, you can go get your cereal in your kitchen sink bowl, which I guess is, you know, that's probably going to be a lot bigger than the regular cereal bowl.
Right.
But we both know you're mostly paying for the fancy Mickey kitchen sink thing, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like getting your popcorn in a souvenir bucket, and all of a sudden it goes from $4 to $16.
Yeah. Yeah. So just donut sundae. Donut sundae.
That really is the craziest thing that I've heard in a long time. Is this like... Yeah, it's a donut, so it's breakfast, but also it's got ice cream and chocolate chips, and it's not breakfast at all.
It's not even close to breakfast, but we're pretending that it's breakfast because, let's be honest, you feel a lot less guilty because you said, hey, I didn't just eat ice cream as a snack, it was my breakfast.
Sure.
So they've got that over at Plaza now, and then over at Casey's Corner, they're going to have muffins, bagels, croissant donuts, which I guess is... I assume is like cronut.
That's a cronut, yeah.
But is cronut like a some sort of like registered trademark thing? Is that why everybody calls them croissant donuts?
Probably. You know, that whoever is a guy in Manhattan, I think, who invented the cronut, so he probably has a trademark on it or whatever. So.
Are those even like a thing anymore? Because you know, like I can go down to the local Kroger, the local grocery store, and get croissant donuts now.
Yeah.
So
I guess not. They were all the rage.
Yeah, but I feel like that was like forever ago. That was probably 3 months ago, man.
Ugh.
It's so old. So they have that. They have corn dog nuggets, blah, blah, blah. And then
pastries at Casey's Corner is interesting. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you.
No. Go ahead. Let's go, because we can save the end of this. But if you got
something
on pastries.
Yeah, it sounds like you were about to make some big reveal.
No. Pastries.
But pastries at Casey's Corner seems interesting to me because they, you know, have hot dogs.
Right.
And so it's not like the, you know, ice cream shop, you know, just adding a donut, which is basically as unhealthy as ice cream, or more so. It's, you know, going from having donuts and chili and cheese and all that to having these pastries, and that's kind of an interesting change.
You're right.
Although necessary because, you know, on Main Street in the morning... Nobody's going to want a kielbasa with stone ground mustard or whatever on it, which is my favorite thing there. But
you know anyway, what? You know what on. People might want?
What?
They might want a hot dog topped with hash brown, shredded cheddar, bacon, fried onion straws, and a Chipotle ranch drizzle.
Dude, that sounds so good.
But does it sound like it's breakfast?
No, it does not at all. And it does not sound good at 8 in the morning.
But it, I mean, yeah, because I guess they said, because this is actually, so they said hash brown dog, but apparently everybody's figured out that hash brown dog is code for the 45th anniversary dog that they did.
Are you sure it's not hash brown dog? It's, is there a comma in there?
No commas.
Hash brown dog.
Dog, and it's D-O-G, not D-A-W-G, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah, everybody's now figured out this is essentially what the, because they did that special dog for the 45th anniversary, and they said, hey, people like that, and it already had hash browns, it already has bacon on it. It's basically a breakfast hot dog. So we're going to serve that at breakfast. So yes, if you, so you think, wow, that's an interesting shift. They're going to go to pastries. Well, that makes sense, because who wants a hot dog at, somebody wants a hot dog at breakfast, because gosh darn it, we're serving it. But yeah, so if you want breakfast, there are now other options available. And I guess what, prior to that, there was Starbucks?
Yeah.
And the bakery, right?
All right.
I'm trying to think, is there anywhere else?
I think the Main Street Bakery, the Starbucks is connected to that, isn't it? So they're all kind of one thing.
Yeah, but it's, those are separate, like, you can go,
they're separate entities, but they're one, they're connected via the little, it's not even a breezeway, it's just an open wall.
Well, but most stuff on Main Street is, so,
true,
you know.
True.
Yeah, so I do like the idea that they're providing more options, and I think that's smart, especially with what I'm assuming are probably long lines, and I would want some breakfast if I came into the park. I don't know if I would ever find myself actually committing to the donut sundae or the hash brown dog as my breakfast choice. But I don't know. I guess it depends what the other options are.
Yeah, and if that's all you got and you're real, real hungry.
And you're smelling that hot dog smell that you know they're pumping out there on the Main Street, making you want some protein, and well, there's the hash brown dog over there.
I think I would probably still just go to Starbucks and get a pastry or something. Or the, you know, Main Street Bakery, and just get some sort of like banana bread or something.
I agree.
This stuff
is
it's too weird. It's too much.
But you're on vacation, so you're eating vacation style. And vacation style says you can have a donut sundae for breakfast, or at least that's what Disney's banking on, I suppose.
Yeah. Man, just donut with ice cream on top. That, I don't know that there's ever an appropriate time to eat that.
There is. It's called dessert, man. And
Yeah. And, or if you're in a who crazy, can get diabetes first right. competition, then that's your go-to.
Yeah, strangely, it didn't say anything about the insulin chaser, but I don't know. Maybe you got to order off the menu to get that.
Doesn't Disney put the calorie counts of all their food next to the food item on the menu?
They do.
Does that have a calorie count next to it?
The menus that people have provided up to this point, I looked at a couple different places because I wondered that as well. I have not seen anything that has the calorie count available yet, because I'm sure that it says exceeds your daily caloric intake.
Yeah.
For a healthy
I'm thinking low to mid four digits on that one.
Oh, man.
Whew, yep. Man, that is crazy.
But think, if you got there early enough, you could start off with a donut sundae. You could go grab your dog and go get your place for the opening show in front of the castle.
Oof, gosh, and then never eat again.
Yeah, and you probably want to stay near. Here, hey, pro tip. If you're going to do that, please stay near the back, because it's really, really hard to get that alpha unit all the way up to the front to take you out. so stay near the partner statue, so that way when you fall over, they can get you out quickly and easily.
Get in the mindset of an EMT and make yourself accessible.
That's right.
I think that'll do it for this week's episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We are on YouTube now, so you can go to YouTube and search for Missing the Mouse and subscribe there as well. And please head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a rating. It really helps us to share the show with other people and climb those iTunes rankings. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.